Here's part six of the horrid talk of Count Dracula. Powers and abilities. Dracula is the most powerful of the vampires. He has the abilities of vampire being pure, immortality. Dracula made a deal with the devil, not surprising, to live forever. However, he needs to feed on human blood to sustain that life. Healing factor, he heals from any wound or of any severity within seconds and is immune to disease. Vampiric weakness immunity, unlike regular vampires, Dracula barely pains when attacked by silver, being stabbed in the heart by stakes or holy water, as he cannot be killed by regular methods, even by sunlight, flames, or blessed objects. This was shown during his first confrontation with Van Helsing, as a silver stake or silver crucifix could not harm Dracula, and he just pulled it out of his body or melted with the holy artifact away despite feeling pain. In addition, while he whirls around on fire, shocked and angry before grabbing the fire breather and tosses him clear across the ballroom, Dracula shrugs it off like it didn't do anything. Demonic vampire bat form. To help him escape his icy fortress, the devil eventually gave Dracula wings. He has the ability to turn into a large bat and creature called Hell Beast. Unlike most regular vampires, in this form he can fly, move at alarming speeds, and is strong enough to fight a werewolf. Superhuman strength. His strength is so great he could stop Velkin Valoris in his tracks with one finger and through a large equipment that was thrown at him by Frankenstein's monster. He can also apply his strength into his bite, which is strong enough to kill a normal human being. Flight. In his Hellbeast form, Dracula can fly with his 15 feet long Corpulteran wings. His top speed is unknown. It is his power of flight that it also gives him the ability to scale walls and ceiling with great ease. Elemental manipulation. Dracula can manifest and influence the elements. Superhuman cinema. Being undead, he has shown no sign of being exhausted from anything such as fighting or chasing. Vampire infection, he can turn humans into vampires. Werewolf's control, he has the unusual ability to force some werewolves under his control, but on a more powerful werewolf like Van Helsing, he has no control at all, though Carl claimed that Van Helsing will only be able to resist Dracula's control until the stroke of 1 o'clock. He was able to control the Grey Werewolf and Velkin after they lose themselves to their curse wolf form, and the curse consumed them and made them all obey Dracula. Senses, his senses are higher than humans, as he possibly has night vision. Like, what? Weakness. Weaknesses or something. Werewolf venom. Only the cured saliva or venom from a werewolf bite can kill him. For reasons never specified, the bite of a werewolf is lethal to a vampire. The venom acting as a poison which eats away at their bodies from the inside, similar to an accelerated waste diseases. This is possibly a fail-safe design by Satan to ensure balance among his creations. Werewolf claws. Only claws from a werewolf can slow or weaken his healing. Video game appearance. Dracula also appeared in the video game adaptation of Van Helsing as the game's main antagonist and final boss. In the game, Dracula's backstory is much more different than his film counterpart. Dracula and Van Helsing were both best friends and knights in the Holy Order and had to follow only two rules. One, that the Order doesn't exist, and two, all members must live a life of celibacy. While Van Helsing did both, Dracula fell in love with a woman. Somehow, the Order found out and decided to have the woman banished from the city. When the Order attempted to take her, a struggle occurred and the woman was killed. When Dracula found out, he was so angry and filled with grief that he left the Order. He later went to where the woman was buried and intended to use dark magic to bring her back to life. When the Order discovered this, they ordered Van Helsing to stop Dracula. When Van Helsing caught up with Dracula, a fight ensued between both men. Eventually, Van Helsing got the upper hand and ran Dracula through. With his dying breath, Dracula made a deal with the devil for immortality. The devil granted Dracula his request and made him a vampire. Trivia. Dracula only kills one person in the film Dr. Frankenstein, Dracula's hell beast form is not seen until the final climatic battle, only seen through shadows for most of the film. The actors who play Dracula and Verona, Richard Roxburgh and Sylvia Colloca, are married in real life. Oh, whoa, really? As they met during filming and married the following year. That's nice. Like, that's kind of crazy, but okay, sure, why not? All right. Hell, next up is Wes Craven, of course. What the fuck? Yeah, that's nice. The fuck, sakes, the fuck. Okay. I mean, is there like, okay, that's kind of weird, but sure, why not? The fuck? Dracula 2000? Alright. Well, of course, maybe Wes Craven, rest in peace, of course. Okay, let's see. Yep, there is, of course, how ironic. So, Judas is Carrots, but better known as Count Dracula, or just Dracula, is a titular main antagonist of Wes Craven's Dracula trilogy. He is based on the character from the Bram Stoker novel. He was portrayed by Gerald Butler. Oh, crap. Who also portrayed the Phantom of the Opera in the 2004 film of the same name, Clyde Shelton in Law Abiding Citizen, and set in Gods of Egypt in Dracula 2000 by Stephen Billington in Dracula 2 Assassin. Ugh, fuck. And by the late Roger Howard, my favorite actor, may rest in peace. He also portrayed Roy Batty in Blade Runner, Cardinal Rourke in Sin City, Kurt Barlow in the 2004 Salem's Lot TV series, Lotos and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Morgan Edge in Smallville and Dracula 3 Legacy. Full name, Judas Iscariot, alias Count Dracula in Dracula Origin, Dracula 2000, occupation, vampire lord and ruler of Castle Dracula, powers and skills, immortality, shape-shifting, strength, regeneration, and hypnotism. Hobby is killing innocents, obviously, and enslaving women. Goals, prey on as many humans as possible, succeeded. Kill Abraham Van Helsing, succeeded. Kill Mary Heller for her betrayal, failed. Kill Father Ulfsea, failed. Exterminate humanity, failed. Crimes, mass murder, torture, and slavery. Type of villain is a tyrannical vampire. So obviously, yeah. Backstory: after the death of Jesus, Judas Iscariot committed suicide by hanging himself, as what he did in real life. Judas was later resurrected as a vampire until he changed his name to Count Dracula. Years later, Dracula was defeated by his archenemy Abraham Van Helsing and his men, who set up a trap on him. His body was then put in a coffin and taken to Van Helsing's secret vault to be hidden. Now, Dracula 2000, 122 years later, thieves led by Selina's boyfriend Marcus break into Van Helsing's secret vault, and at least two thieves who attempted to steal Dracula's coffin were impaled by strikes in the process, causing their blood to trickle into Dracula's body, resurrecting him. But the thieves who survived the trap still managed to steal his coffin before Van Helsing could stop them. While on the plane, one of the thieves opened his coffin, only for Dracula to awaken and attack the thieves, turning them all into vampires, including Marcus and Selina. At the plane crashing site, Dracula attacks a news reporter named Valerie Sharp and a cameraman named JT, in which he kills JT and turns Valerie into a vampire. Dracula then goes searching for Van Helsing's daughter, Mary Heller, but finds one of Mary's friends, whose name is Lucy Westerman, who takes him to her and Mary's house, where they make love, of course, until Dracula turns Lucy into a vampire. When Van Helsing enters his daughter Mary's house to look for her, Dracula and his three new brides, Selina, Lucy, and Valerie, corner him and kill him. Dracula then manages to find Mary and capture her, and he brings her to a rooftop where he turns Mary into a vampire in the process. When Simon Shepherd arrives to rescue Mary, he kills at least one of Dracula's three brides, which is Valerie, only being knocked out and captured by Selina and Lucy. Dracula forces Mary to bite Simon, but she takes the opportunity to save Simon's life by faking the bite instead. Then together, Mary and Simon kill Dracula's remaining brides, Lucy and Solinda. Dracula fights Mary, who manages to defeat him by hanging him from a large crucifix. He then cures Mary of her vampirism by saying, "I release you." As the sunlight rises, Dracula gets burned to death in the process. Let's see, is it booby traps? I'm not sure, but is that him or something? Nah, I didn't think Dracula. Sorry about that. Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, yep. Still choosing this thing. Massacre on the plane? What's that mean? Oh, yeah, never mind.
What was that?
Probably just turbulence.
What the hell?
You. Selena, what are you doing? Get your hands off of her! Get off of her! Not from that coffin. What are you doing? this.
They're the undead, maybe? No, you bastard. No. All I want to do is suck. Okay, that's kind of weird to say, but yeah, sure, why not? No. Creature of the Eternal Keeper? Yep.
Who is this creature that walks as a man, yet costs no reflection? Know who he really is, and somehow find a way to end him. I used his blood filters for leeches to stay alive, but I never found the answer, Simon. Only this: he hates God. He is repulsed by all things Christian, but these things do not kill him, no. They only fill him with a rage that makes him even stronger. Now you know. No, you judge me as you see fit. But right now, we must stop him before he gets what he came for.
But he's here by accident. A crash.
No! No! He's not here by accident.
Matthew, Abraham, whoever you are. And what else have you never told me?
It was the first time I believe that there's someone else in the world like him. And he senses it. He senses his own blood. It's my daughter. Mary.
Dingany doctor? Dingany. Yep.
Selena, Dr. Seward here tells me you believe yourself to be a vampire. Now, how does one become a vampire,
no,
Selena?
No, how does one become a
vampire? Well, I don't know.
I want to choose him.
You see that?
See what?
Would you like to be chosen, Mr. Detective? Are you waiting for a woman to choose you as a lover?
You getting this on tape?
Look at me when I'm talking to you!
Now, Selena, you can't see me.
Oh shit, yeah.
I can even see the outline of your cock through your pants. Don't pretend we're not interested. There's a special thing. To be chosen. Feels like being born.
There you go. Oh, shit. I don't drink coffee. See, it's kind of weird, but sure, why not?
Can I help you?
I'm here for Mary.
Mary? I don't know where she is, but if it's about music, I can help you. My name's Lucy. Lucy Westerman.
And such beauty.
Sit right up here. Well, she should be home by now. There's really no place else she goes anymore. You know, it's really weird. She used to have this real wild streak. Hey, Mare, you home? Mare? No luck. I mean, no luck yet. You want to come in? You can wait. This is it. Home sweet home. I'm upstairs, Mary's down. This place used to be your mom's. We had to give it a little personality, though. It was a little, what's the word?
Catholic.
Exactly. Hey, can I get you some coffee or something?
I don't drink coffee.
Why don't you make yourself comfortable? I'll be right back down. So you haven't told me your name.
I have many. But we're all so much more complicated than our names. Yes. Lucy.
I was named after the Peanuts character.
It's kind of weird. Number F with an antique dealer or something? No. Judas is Iscariot or something? Yep.
Blood of my blood. Flesh of my flesh.
Bitch is faking it. Is this it or something? Yep, that's it. Next part.